And did your mother have a job, or did she?
She was just the housewife.
Do you know where your mother's parents are from? Do they come from right around here? Or?
They live in this county most of their life originally. They or their parents came from North Carolina.
And what about your father's parents?
Yes, the same. They came.
They're from North Carolina too?
Originally, I mean, their ancestors were from North Carolina.
That's interesting. Are a lot of the people in Hiawassee, do a lot of them have ancestors from North Carolina?
Yes, I guess a lot of them, and I don't know about most of them, maybe from other states. But, you know, this is Anglo-Saxon section, isn't it? Through North Georgia, you know. And most of the people live, most of the people that live here, their parents lived here. Maybe their grandparents, about like mine back, you know. A lot of people here related, but recently a lot of new people have come in here.
Yeah, well, I can understand why. It's such a pretty place.
Yes, you know, we have a lot of, even in our church here, we have a lot of new people.
Well, when I was talking to the man at the post office, I was supposed to find two white people and two colored people, but I didn't think I was going to find any colored people around here, and the man at the post office said there just aren't any.
No, we don't have any.
Well, about where's the closest place where they live? About how far away would you say?
Well, you'll find some in White County. And a few in Rayburn County. And Rayburn County and White County joins us. And I don't know whether there's any in Union County now or not. They used to be, but I don't know now whether there's any in Union County.
Well, are there any at all in Towns County?
No. Sometimes some people come here from away in the summertime and bring a maid with them, you know, to work.
But nobody lives here? No colored people live here?
No, home. No, it's been, when I was a small girl, there was a settlement of niggers living in the Mount Zion section up here. There were enough to have a school, and they had a school. But they moved from there to Hayesville, North Carolina, down here about 8 miles. So we never have had any niggers since then. They were not run out. There were just that many in the county, and they just left because it had so many relatives down there. Well, they did have a little incident that caused them to move. My parents always said they had a little girl that fell off a foot log and drowned coming from school one evening. Heavy rain, and got the river up, you know. And they said that they were just so sad over that, they just moved.
Well, that's very interesting. Well, it's, I don't know what we're going to do about this, you know, because I know that it's not any. I went to Satola a couple of weeks ago to interview a couple of people and see if I could find some colored people, because there's not any there either. And the closest place to them where there were colored people was in Clayton. So I had to go to Clayton.
The town of Clayton. Well, that's over here in Rayburn County. And White County. But they have integrated the school in White County now. They have them, you know, going to school with the whites. And also in Rayburn County, I guess you learned that though while you were there.
Yes, I did. Let's see now, I'm going to ask you a little bit about your husband. Would you mind telling me how old he is?
I'm 74.
Okay. And is he a Baptist too?
Yes.
Okay. Asking about you. And what's his occupation?
Well, he's retired.
And what was his occupation before he
retired? A farmer.
Okay. And where was he born?
In Towns County.
Towns County.
In Towns County. Okay.